To all who come to this happy place, welcome, welcome.
Hey everyone, welcome to Magic on Main Street. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Kenzie.
Over the past few years, our little family has lived the Disneyland lifestyle. As an ex-cast member, Magic Key holders, and Disney Vacation Club members, we've been surrounding our lives with Disney.
We'll be your one-stop shop for Disneyland and Walt Disney World history and trivia, and all the insider information you could ever ask for on merchandise, food, shows, attractions, and everything else you should know about the parks.
And don't forget the hidden Mickeys!
Our goal is to bring a little magic to your ears each week by sharing our Disney journey with you. This is Magic on Main Street.
And hear you, they savor the challenge and promise of the future.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
I'm not in that.
You're in it. But Kenzie, I just have to say, that's not what you sound like.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
Don't forget the hidden Mickeys.
What do you mean?
That's not what you sound like.
She sounds excited.
Like in real, yeah, but that's not you in real life.
It's her voicemail voice.
Yeah, that's like your customer.
It's her customer service voice.
She already has a customer service voice.
Oh, you're going to do great in retail.
You are. Welcome to the show, everybody. I am Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
And that's Kenzie. Hey.
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 say hi that way.
Hi.
Oh, there it is. With us as always is our buddy DinoProc95 on Instagram.
Bow, 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 bow.
Or Daniel Proc.
In my heart.
In my heart. We miss you, buddy.
I love you so much.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We also have, actually, in the studio, I don't know if you know this, we have an actual studio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It looks like a dining room.
But it's not.
And
it's a multi-purpose room.
It is a multi-purpose room. But with us is our executive producers, Karin Weaver.
Hello.
I think that's only the second time I've said that out loud. Karin Weaver.
Does it sound weird?
It does sound weird.
It sounds a little weird.
I've known Karin for 8 years. So it's like, I don't know, it's weird.
And I'm Patrick Erickson.
And Patrick Whoa. Erickson. Patrick actually took Karin's.
Yeah.
They swapped.
Yeah, yep. It was a switcheroo. They're here joining us because we're all in their house.
Merry Christmas.
In the
Merry
home studio.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas.
In the home studio. It is. We've got we'll see. Every time we say we're going to have a short show, it always turns out to be like an hour and a half, but I think we have a short show. Just wanted to get on, say some things, and enjoy our Christmas.
The way you said short show made it sound like a bad word.
Short show.
We do need to move it along, though, because Santa is about to come down that chimney.
As we are speaking, it is Christmas Eve. Yes.
It is.
Yes. We're turning this one around for you.
Is there like a thriller effect?
Wait, for what?
Santa.
Oh!
Oh my God, he's here!
Is that him?
He's here.
Well, currently he is headed towards Sand Lakes Provincial Park in Manitoba, Canada.
Manitoba.
Whoa. He's still in Canada. Interesting.
And that is courtesy of NORAD.
NORAD is all over it. So Santa is on his way. So we are going to get this show moving. So why don't we start this off the right way? Kaylin, bring us in.
Magic on Main Street podcast. Perfect for Disney fans. Magic on Main Street podcast. Talking about Disneyland. Magic on Main Street podcast. For when you're making your Disney plans. Magic on Main Street podcast. Sean and Tabitha will be right back. They're back.
We're back.
Thank you, Kaylin. You can put your music equipment in the back room. Thank you.
She's so prompt. You know, she comes in every time we record and just gets to it and just doesn't make
say a
peep.
Word.
Yep. Yeah, she's all business. All business. All right, so I want to get into some shout-outs. I have a few that I want to talk about. One of those, number one, at the top of the list, is our Patreon subscribers. So excited to have you in the family, and we thank you so much for your contributions. Thanks for helping out with the show. You know, obviously this isn't a huge production, but it does cost money. So just want to say thank you. It means the world to us. Thank you so very much. So I want to just give a special little something to our fun subscribers. And so you should have gotten your gift by now. Patrick is one of our subscribers.
Yes, and it is promptly hanging on my Christmas tree.
Yes.
As we speak.
It's cute. Tabitha actually made some gifts by hand.
Handmade. Blood, sweat, and tears. That's right. Them. So you have some of my
adorable.
DNA.
They are adorable.
You could clone me.
And so we sent those out, and so hopefully they're hanging on your tree. Again, thank you so much. Want to shout out our newest Patreon subscriber, Kyle Loken. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks for being part of the family, just like everybody else. But also, big shout outs to Kevin May.
Wookie Cookie.
Oh, do it. Do it.
Wookie Cookie, Wookie Cookie, Wookie Cookie.
Jen Tucker, Allie Clements, Rhiannon Mim, Jeff Meggs, Stephen Cosgrove, Austin McRae, Hannah Malko, Jonathan Sagastumi, Eric Perez, Joy Wilson, and of course, Patrick Weaver.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We love you so much. And Merry Christmas to you. A very special Merry Christmas.
I just have to say that's Patrick Weaver and Karen Erickson Weaver. It's a joint effort.
It is a joint effort. It is okay. A joint effort. So Karin as well.
I'm just here for the food.
I do want to give a shout out to a longtime cast member. We love this guy. He's been over at Plaza Inn forever. I don't know if he's still there though. And so, but I'm gonna say this just in case he is there. I haven't had a chance to like ask around. But happy anniversary! It'd be if he is still there. He's been there for 65 years.
Carnation.
What did I say?
You said Plaza Inn.
Oh, I meant Carnation. Sorry. I meant Carnation. Oscar Martinez. This would be his 65th year there.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm not sure if he's still there, but if he is, happy anniversary. And if not, he was still at least there for 55 years. I know that for sure.
That's so long.
I know. Anything else?
I know what I want to talk about.
What?
You're TikTok-y famous over here.
I am a little bit TikTok famous.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
You and the doggy. Hero!
Yeah, so I think that's a fun little topic because we had a really fun interaction. If you haven't seen it, you can find me on TikTok. It's the same as my Instagram. It's the Mad Hatter with two D's and an underscore at the end. This video I put up, for good reason, has almost 1 million views.
Because of the cute
because
good
it has
girl.
A cute dog in it.
And, you guys.
It was a really fun experience. So,
I make like a pterodactyl screech at one point.
Yeah. A lot of people are putting comments of like the quote of, oh, it's for the dog, and then like an eagle emoji. Because that's exactly what we sound like. So anyway, we were walking into Disneyland and I saw a guy, a security guard, and he had a little lunch bag in his hand, what looked like a lunch bag. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, heading out for the night? Just kind of like it looked like he was kind of like packing it up to go home. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, no. And I was like, oh, did you find that somewhere? So I was trying to get like the Disneyland chisme from the security guards. And he's like, no, actually it's a training aid. Do you want to participate in a training for the security team? And I was like, yeah, of course. And so he's like, okay, here's the rundown. So I'm going to give you this bag. You just walk through security. You're going to walk past the security dog and it should alert on your bag. And speaking of dogs, that's a very unpleasant smell.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
He was alerting you for something.
Yes. The dogs here alerted on something.
He alerted you that he had cheese today.
Yeah. It's a good indicator. So, this bag that they give you has a scent on it, and the dogs are supposed to alert on it, and that's their training. And so we were like, as soon as they said dogs, we were like, oh, yeah. And he's like, and if the dog alerts and does their job, then you get to pet it. Listen.
And when do you ever have a chance to pet one of the security dogs?
Never.
Almost never.
Never. I mean, they wear a vest that says do not pet. I mean, you're not, nobody pets these dogs.
I've never wanted to break the law more.
Yeah, it was.
That's a law, right?
What?
If there's a do not pet patch, that's just,
it's just
law.
Frowned upon.
I think it's a guideline.
Mean, it's more of a suggestion, but if you break that suggestion, you're going to get either bit or cussed out. I'm assuming.
That's true. I just want
stopped
to pet all the
forcefully.
Dogs.
Yeah.
I
just want to pet all the dogs.
So yeah, you can't pet these dogs, but it is a treat for them as well as a treat for us if the dog actually alerted. So they gave me the bag. I walked through. I had Tabitha record it because I mean, there's no other time that we would be able to do this. Can you get me a Dr. Pepper?
Oh, yes.
I'll take one of those.
Not a sponsor.
I wish they were. That would be amazing.
I'll take one of those seltzers. I'm not going to promote the Trulies.
This is a family show.
Do I have to pay something for that, or do they pay me?
Oh, that's a blue color. I like it. Oh, Okay.
All right. We got off track a little bit. So anyways, yeah. So we walked through the dog alerted very, you know, very quickly. And it was such a cool experience to be able to like see the dog like actually working and training, but also to be able to get to pet the dog at the end of it was like the biggest treat for us.
I'm so jealous.
It was pretty
I'm
cool.
I'm so jealous.
It was pretty cool. It was really funny though. I think one of the best parts of this whole experience was the people in front of us noticed that something was going on behind them. And so when the dog alerted to the bag in my hand, they were like, oh, what does
oh,
he have?
He's got drugs.
Oh, he's got something on him. So through this, excuse me. Oh, should we all do this?
Wait, at the same time.
Karin needs one too.
Surprise me.
We got a new pack of these weirds. I don't.
Did you want that Dr. Pepper like or did you want the regular Dr. Pepper?
There's none that are cold.
Oh.
I know.
Boo.
Don't mind us. We're just having a little, what do we
Christmas
call it?
Cheer.
Production meeting.
Can I have a root beer, please?
You can't. You can't have anything that has alcohol in it because you're a child.
You can have zero.
Okay, ready, everybody?
One.
One, two,
two three.
Three.
I have a nice. Beer.
Oh, come on.
One,
Tabitha.
Two, three.
Yay. All right. Well, thanks
Tabitha
for,
went on seven.
It's like you're just with us live.
Cheers and Merry Christmas.
Cheers and Merry
Cheers.
Christmas. Cheers. Ding, 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 ding. We're all drinking out of aluminum cans, so. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So the family in front of us thought that something was going on. It was pretty hilarious. But through this video, I've learned a lot about the security dogs. And so one of those things is they are 100% looking for weapons or explosives. And so they're trained to smell things like gunpowder and other chemicals and materials that you'd use in an explosive.
You know, this whole time I thought it was drugs. I thought they were trying to sniff out drugs.
That is the common misconception with those dogs. They're mainly there for your protection as far as like weapons
right.
go. Now, I do know for a fact that they can smell drugs because I've seen it happen.
Right.
A dog alerted on a guy and he had a one of those THC pens. And they were like, all right, we know what you have, you know, just, you know, the dog alerted to it, either take it back to your car or throw it in the trash.
Right.
So I've seen it firsthand with my eyes that they do smell drugs, but their main goal is bomb and weapon detection.
Weapons.
Yep.
They're the goodest.
So, and the goodest. So the dog that we got to enjoy was Hero.
A golden retriever.
Now, there's some controversy on the TikTok.
Why?
About who that dog is.
Why?
Because the trainer said Hero, right?
Yeah.
There are quite a few people have said that dog is Simba.
Let's look up and see what's on her.
So I'm asking if you can go to the TikTok, if you know of the dogs that are at Disneyland, if you can go to my TikTok, it's at the Mad Hatter with two D's and an underscore at the end. You'll see the dog at the end of the video. Tell me if that dog is Simba or Hero. Because I thought the trainer said Hero, or were they saying this dog is a hero?
This dog is, you know
no.
what I mean?
I'm going to leave it up to the people.
I trust the trainers and the people who work in the parks.
But we may have also misunderstood them because we were very excited.
No, he said her name's Hero.
Okay, well, I'm going to let people chime in because I want to hear about it.
I'll fight you.
He wants to hear.
Oh. I can't see her name on the vest. Usually you can see the name.
No, they don't have names on there.
There's,
it just
I've seen
says
some. There's like
pet.
Pluto. There's one named Pluto.
Pluto is the squad, which is another thing that I found out.
Oh.
That crew is called the Pluto squad.
Well, now I feel silly.
Pluto no, you don't. Squad? These are just facts that nobody knows. But
this whole time
also,
I thought it was about drugs, and I just learned about that today.
Exactly. So another fun fact that I learned about is they actually have dogs at Disneyland. And who did I just tell this to? Don't say it out loud. Who did I just tell this to? Did I tell you, Karin?
Yeah.
Did I tell you, Patrick?
I was listening.
Okay. Did I tell you guys?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
You told me.
Okay. Never mind. I was going to make it a little fun quiz.
Well,
but
Kenzie doesn't know. You told me.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So, Kenzie, there are dogs that sniff out other things at primarily the Disneyland hotels. What do you think those dogs are sniffing for?
Oh, dang it. You did tell me.
Dang it. It's bed bugs.
I forgot. Yeah.
They sniff
really
out bed
cool.
bugs. That's cool, right?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It's amazing.
Is that a random check or they?
I would imagine it's random. Or if they So there are times. So I used to work at a hotel. I used to manage a hotel, and one of my duties was the housekeeping and maintenance teams. And we would get a call from people saying, "Oh, I got home and I have bed bugs."
Right.
99% of the time, it's like they got a mosquito bite and they thought it was bed bugs.
Right, right.
It's just easy to blame a hotel. And so we would have to bring an exterminator out to look through each and every room. And it was a very extensive test that they had to do to go through every room to see if there was bed bugs. So I'm assuming, this is 100% assumption, if they get a report of it, they would go send a dog around instead of
to
like
sniff it out.
Right. And if it's, you know, or they could just go and you know, do random checks.
Again, for your protection, these dogs are amazing.
Oh, the dogs in this room are not. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because they are smoking us out.
They don't smell amazing. Oh my gosh, it hit me.
Oh my.
Smells like they were eating deviled eggs.
Folks, I'm glad you are not in the room with us.
Did they get into the trash?
I don't know. No.
Oh, I don't know.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
Merry Chrysler. All right. So, yeah. Anyway, if you want to see the video, it's on my TikTok. It's also on my Instagram. It was really fun. It was a really cool experience. I'm glad that we got to do it. You know, people were pouring out of the woodworks to say, oh, I got to do that, too. I got to do that, too. I've never heard of anybody doing it. Nobody in our circle has done it. And I've never seen it happening, which is, you know, we go quite a bit. So I didn't realize how many people actually got to do this, which is really cool because it just means that they're having trainings going on, like, very frequently to make sure that the dogs are, like, on it, you know?
There's a lot of haters on Inside the Magic.
Not haters of us,
haters of the handler, because they said that allowing us to pet the dog was giving her mixed messages on what she was supposed to be doing and that the handler was out of line for doing that.
Well, I'm going to say this.
She was released.
I'm going to say this. They're professionals.
Yeah.
So if you think you know better than a professional, maybe check yourself.
No, she was released. She had her reward. She knew that was a completely different time from work time and reward time.
Yeah.
Having that ball in her, because her reward, her release is getting her tennis ball. So she knew that she had done what she was supposed to do and she was off the clock, quote unquote.
I had a neighbor who had a canine unit with a police department. Mm-hmm. And that dog was a dog when it wasn't working, and it was a worker when it was working.
Mm-hmm. They know.
They know what they're supposed to be doing.
It's kind of like Chewie and Captain when they hear the ice machine.
Exactly.
Like they're working, they clock
they're
in.
Working. Or not working.
Clocking in.
It's very...
So, I think these very trained professionals know what they're doing.
Agreed.
I won't get into the other drama about that news source because there's a lot. Yeah, they picked up my video and they put it on there and there were a lot of people that were like, this isn't news. And I was like, I agree. All right. Well, that was our shout outs. We're going to get into some birthdays. Okay. We had a really crazy delay. So I stopped it and started again. We'll see what happens. That was really crazy.
I didn't like that at all.
No, it was breaking my head.
Whatever you did. It's totally perfect now.
Apologize if that sounds weird to you. Did it do it again?
No.
Mm-mm. No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. We're good. All right. So there were some birthdays that we missed because of some timing. So I just wanted to say in the celebrity front, happy birthday to Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
A true Disney legend. He's been in so many things.
Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary.
You know, I was reading an article about Dick Van Dyke as it relates to Mary Poppins. And so he actually had auditioned for the banker role in Mary Poppins. And he didn't get it. And he actually paid Walt Disney $4,000 to get the role of the banker. And then when he arrived or whatever, I don't remember exactly how it went, but he eventually found out, no, you're playing Bert. Yeah. It's so funny. And he's like, yeah, I paid him $4,000 and I'd do it again.
Seriously.
Pa-pa.
That's,
yeah.
That's it. That's a cheap price to pay for an amazing career.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of his notoriety came from that movie. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm sure he has no regrets about that role.
No. Did I tell you that I got to meet him?
No.
What? He came to talk to our choir in high school, and our choir room, our choir / band room was connected to the ASB room, and I was in ASB. So I walked over to go borrow something and he was in there talking to our choir. And I was like,
oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
That it was just really like a cool. quick like hello. Like I didn't get to like introduce myself or anything, but still, like Dick Van Dyke was at my school.
Yeah.
Wait, you, for a moment I thought you were in the choir.
No.
Oh.
Oh,
that's an ASB.
Now no, I was in ASB sense. And I walked.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
That was a burn. I didn't even realize.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Glad I didn't do it.
I'm on thin ice with Tabitha tonight.
All right, another birthday, another celebrity. That was a long one for one birthday, but it is Dick Van Dyke.
He deserves a long one.
He's royalty. Legend.
Another birthday this week is Tamara Morrison, which plays anyone? You posers, Boba Fett from the original Star Wars trilogy, and also the new Boba Fett series. He was Boba Fett in The Mandalorian. It is his birthday this week, and I'm really excited because there is news about the Book of Boba Fett, which we'll talk about in the entertainment section. So happy birthday to those two. Now, happy the birthday. More important folks, our friends, the people that we know.
Yes.
Jose Zuniga from the 501st. He's such a sweet, kind person. I love him very much. Same with Scott Rogers. Child. Love you so much. Our buddy Mikey Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
We know him from the Wonderlander days. I've known him for 8 years of my life, and he's an amazing human being. We just recently reignited our friendship after seeing him in the parks, and it was so great to see him. And then another wonderful human. Did we already talk about Moses?
Not his birth.
No.
Maybe we did talk. I don't know. Second time. Mo, happy birthday. I love you.
Happy birthday, Mo. I've known him as long as I've known most people at Disneyland. So that, like 8 years. Mm-hmm. He was
my first friend at Disneyland.
Yeah, he was. And he was part of our story together. Mm-hmm. He was actually with Tabitha the day that I met her. And so it was kind of like, he's going to fight us on this.
He is going to fight us on this.
Because he doesn't think that. He thinks that I met him that day, but I knew him before I met you.
Maybe you met him online?
No, I met him in person.
I don't know.
And online.
All I know is that day I picked him. Oh, wait, no. That day, me and him and Brittany had gotten a room, and we were trying to get donuts at like 5 a.m. But I used to pick up
Mo right.
from Pico Rivera in my car with no air conditioning.
Yeah.
Sweating. Oh, my butt off.
And Moses is one of the first people to admit that he is a sweaty guy. So happy birthday, Mo.
Happy birthday.
My little sister, like real little sister, blood sister, Leslie.
My sister.
Leslie.
Happy birthday. I love you so much.
Happy birthday.
You're
happy
one of my birthday. Favorite humans on the planet. So another one of my favorite people in the world, Katie.
Manoa.
This is Kaylin's mom, if you know.
Catherine Matilda.
Catherine Matilda, only when she's in trouble.
Yeah.
Matilda is not her middle name. We should let everybody know that's not her real middle name.
It's just a fun name.
But then also part of that whole clan is Mason Manoa. He's turning 9? It must be 9.
Must be 9.
No. It must be 8.
He's in second.
No, 9. Because I'm pretty sure it's 9. Because I was watching him like 8 years ago and he was like 1.
No,
should we fact check that?
I met Katie before she was pregnant. And that was in 2013.
Hang on. I like how you looked at your watch.
I don't know.
To see what year it was.
What year is it? What was I looking at?
You were like, yeah, it was 2013.
I did look at my watch. There's not even a year on here. I don't know. Oh my gosh. But anyway, he must be turning 8.
We'll figure this out.
Because he's in a grade lower than my sister. And
she's 9.
She's 8.
She's 8.
Yeah. And she's in third grade.
When there's 6 kids to remember, it's hard to remember dates.
They got a lot.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's so hard. Happy birthday to Katie and Mason. And then also my friend, Julianne Roberts. Julianne is a dear friend. Worked with her for a while. Good person. Good human being. And our favorite ragtime piano player, Kristen Poops. That's not her real last name, but that's how you'll find her on social media. And and hopefully if she hears this, this will be a little bit of motivation. You may hear her music on our show. I'm trying to get her to write a song for us.
Oh, I was like, I don't know.
We'll see. I'm putting it out into the ether. Anyway, so happy birthday to all of you.
Wait, I got one more.
Oh.
One more.
Oh.
It is my sister's birthday.
Oh,
hey,
is.
Happy birthday, Kit.
Happy birthday, Kit.
If she's listening, your birthday present and Christmas present.
Worst. No, we don't do that.
Is in the mail.
We're better.
Oh,
than that.
That's right. Yeah.
No, we don't
do that. So
Mason turned 8.
I told you it was 8. Did you all hear that?
Yes,
I was
happy
right.
Happy birthday.
Did everybody hear that?
Happy birthday, Mason.
I was right.
Hey, happy birthday.
I said 9 at first, so I can't claim that victory.
Grandma Honey's birthday was on December 7th.
Happy birthday, Grandma Honey.
She makes the best potatoes.
Yes.
Oh, man, those are good potatoes. All right, so happy birthday to all of our friends. Here is your song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Jose, Scott, Mikey, Moses, Leslie, Katie, Mason, Juliana, Kristen. I did it.
I didn't do it. Happy birthday.
I just realized, happy birthday. Happy birthday. I just realized I expected you all to see those names and you don't have a list in front of you.
Nope. We did our best.
You should have guessed.
Patrick, I think, said most of them.
I did. I got a lot of them.
Good for you. Good for you. All right. Well, that's all of our shout outs. Up next, it's This Week in Disney History.
It's time for This Week in Disneyland History. We talk about things that happened in the past. Like 1928, when Walt Disney's trademark application for Mickey Mouse was filed with the United States Patent Office.
Oh, my.
Is there a creature under our fridge? Because Captain is digging for something. Every like couple minutes he goes over there and tries to reach under.
Maybe there's food that he's eating and that's why he smells like he's rotting from the inside.
Maybe there's a mouse. We don't talk about the demon that lives under the fridge.
No, we throw
him ice cubes and crumbs occasionally.
We feed him
happy.
Oh good, it's not just me who feeds him ice cubes?
Yeah, no. Okay, no, it keeps him happy.
That's an unspoken rule.
I'm pretty
that
sure
a thing.
By the way, Jameson is missing today. Oh, he's not missing, but he's not here.
We
today.
Know where he is.
We know where he is. He's not missing, but he's not with us today.
He's with us, just not at this house.
Here.
He's several hundred miles away spending Christmas with his dad's family, and we're super happy he's there, and we miss
him. No, we're not.
I miss him so.
There's no part of me that's happy that he's there. He's not with me.
With Christmas.
I know. I am pretty sure
that Jameson feeds whatever it is under that refrigerator every morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Cereal.
Yeah.
Who knows what else? I'm scared when we move out, we're going to move the fridge and find a hidden treasure trove of wonders.
Just take video. All right. This week in Disney Parks history, in 1936, Walt Disney and his wife gain a second daughter when they adopt a baby girl named Sharon May. Born on this day in Los Angeles, California. Sharon appeared in the 1950 television special 1 Hour in Wonderland and had a small role in the 1957 film Johnny Tremaine. Later in life, she was elected to the board of directors of the Walt Disney Company.
Wow.
So happy birthday to Sharon.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
In 1955, Disneyland's, and this made the list because of where it's located. In 1955, Disneyland's Mike, where's he going? We lost Patrick. In 1955, Disneyland's Mike Fink Keelboats, a Southern-style cruise through the backwaterways of the Rivers of America, opens in Frontierland. Yes, I said it because it's on the Rivers of America.
I figured.
I have a very special place in my heart for the river. In 1960, I say that as if I was like a real like tour guide on like a river. But I was a real tour guide on a river.
Wait a minute.
Why did I say that about myself? In 1963, Disney's 18th animated film, The Sword and the Stone, is released.
I love
that. I said that because it's one of my all-time favorite movies ever.
Same.
I love it so much. Speaking of Sword and the Stone, did you see that Sword and the Stone lounge fly the other day at Box Lunch?
Yeah, it's really
cute.
Oh
my gosh, the sword comes out of the stone. It's crazy.
It's really cute.
All right, so that is all of our, what was that, This Week in Disney History? Yeah. Up next, it's the news. This just in, breaking news.
News, news, news.
Snooze, snooze, snooze.
Okay, I'm only saying this because of how comical it is. I'm not saying it because I want to report on it or bring any
life to
it.
We're just going to touch on it and leave it alone.
Just want to touch on it and leave it alone. Somebody is suing Disney over the Magic Key program.
Yep, over the availability.
It may be a class action suit. And it's claiming that the availability is not what it said, but yep. I'm just going to say this. Read your contracts. Anytime you sign anything,
fine print.
If you sign up for anything, read your contract. Two, if for some weird reason, and it could happen, if they win, I'm really excited to enjoy my 12 cents of the class action yes. lawsuit.
Agreed. Yes. We have two, so that'll be 24 cents.
Oh, 24. Oh, we have three.
She doesn't have a dream key.
Oh, it was a dream key only. That's right. Okay. So, so that's happening.
Learn from Ariel's mistakes and read the fine print.
That's yes. right.
Good
that's
job, right. Kenzie. That's right. Look at it. She related it.
Wow. Disney.
I'm proud of you.
Disney. Which one are you, what are you trying to do? There we go. It's a good one.
Good one. All right.
Yeah.
Not that one. No, no. Definitely not that one.
No. Disney World news.
But yes. She, oh, go ahead.
Oh, wait. No, 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 no.
If she does, win, mm-hmm. let me ask this. If she does win, I mean, like, what's going to change, you know? What?
So if she does win, they would have to pay her out.
Right.
There's a possibility that they would maybe change the
verbiage.
The verbiage in the contract. Right. There's a possibility that they would update the amount of days that are available to Dream Keys. You know, right. a lot could happen, but if she wins that, the only thing they're responsible for is paying her the damages that she's asking for, which is $5 million.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Which is crazy.
Holy moly.
It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
Pain and suffering.
That's a little extreme, but
$5 million. I mean, I'm not hurt. $5 million worth about this magic key program. I'm thankful that we have one.
How much were the magic keys again?
$1,400.
They'd... So that's like 3,000 years of magic keys? Yeah. I don't know. I can't math.
Yeah, something like that.
But you... Yeah.
It's well,
it's a stretch.
It's a...
No comment.
It's a stretch. It is a stretch. But anyway...
Moving on.
Disney World news.
Walt Disney World news.
Another baby white rhino was born at Animal Kingdom. So this is the third white rhino to be born at Animal Kingdom in the last 13 months and the 13th white rhino born at Animal Kingdom in total.
That makes me so happy.
Me too.
Happy birthday, baby rhino.
It's great news for the white rhino species.
Yes. They are extremely endangered.
Yeah.
Yes. Their numbers are so incredibly low.
Did you talk about the number of rhinos there are?
I did. I just said they were low. I didn't.
No. How many have been born?
13.
The 13th of the species in Disneyland or mm-hmm. Disney World.
It's so exciting. Disney. They're that doing so much for conservation.
I love that.
Yeah, they are.
That's one thing. Actually, our beautiful friend Paula taught me was that a promise regarding all of the land that Disney World owns in Florida. That a third of it will always be dedicated to conservation. And currently they've only utilized a third of the land that they own in Florida for the entire region.
Which is nuts because that place is massive. Yeah.
It's massive. So that they still have two more thirds of that, which I think is like its own state.
I think we've mentioned this before, but Walt Disney World is its own. It's the size of a city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have never been and never seen the footprint, it is a city. It's crazy.
I can't wait to go, Karin.
I was going to say, I'll take you next
year. I've never been.
Next year,
we'll
I'll
go
take
next
you.
Year.
For sure, I'll take you next year.
Trust me, we will be there.
Yep.
I have a problem.
We'll be there.
We'll go. I'll take you.
You know this.
Yeah.
Four times in 1 year, we have a problem.
I'll take you.
So.
They're running.
What is that? Dogs?
The boys are running.
Our dogs are very sad. Captain They're Steve Rogers and Chewbacca feel left out. They are they now do. Running.
They have their
up and down
second
the
wind right
They're
now.
Seeking so they're seeking attention.
Yeah. They have the zoomies.
Mm-hmm. Little brats. In Disneyland news, speaking of magic keys, a lot of magic key dates have opened up on the app.
Yes.
So if there's something that you're looking to do, if there's a trip that you want to make, check out the app. You might have some availability for you.
I have at least one reservation for the next 6 weeks on the weekends.
So, and you know, not to bring that thing up again, but you know, people are definitely complaining about the availability. And I'm not saying it doesn't suck. It sucks. It's not great. It's not ideal. But please don't act as if you can't get to the parks. There are dates available. I mean, we have gotten every date that we've tried for.
Yeah. And also keep in mind, like, yes, it was going to be rough between November and December. People are trying holidays. To get there for the holidays. Yeah. They didn't get to go last year.
Yeah.
Like, they're making up for it. So, of course, it was going to be rough. Like, if you look at the availability calendar right now for Magic Keys... Every single weekend's open.
Yeah.
Moving so, from January forward.
So please don't think, you know, and I'm really nervous about this time of Disneyland because there's so much like social media noise about Disneyland. And so don't just believe that there are no dates available because you saw it on somebody's Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just go to the calendar, make sure that they're there because there's a lot of people like reporting this like false information about the program and availability and stuff. And it's really getting to be a little bit nonsensical because people are making up problems.
Yeah.
There is availability. You can get dates. Just go look at the app.
Is Magic Key opening back up?
For the pass sales?
They haven't said anything yet.
There's no news.
My assumption is that it is because the passes that they did get rid of had a lot of availability for the holidays and they were trying to cut back on the amount of people trying to get into the park for the holidays.
Yeah.
So I assume now that the holidays are going to be behind us after the 31st, they'll open it back up.
And but something we need to remember,
that's just me assuming.
Something we need to remember too is they were closed for 18 months.
Exactly.
And so there are people that are like, I feel like there's a larger number of people that are going right now because they couldn't before.
Right.
And so now everybody's getting in as quickly as they can to get as many trips as they possibly can.
Makes sense.
And so I feel like the crowds are a little bit more. And something that people also aren't realizing is, you know, there's wait times and there's mm-hmm. congestion in some places. Not all cast members are back.
No.
You know, they're still having a hard time getting cast members back. Mm-hmm. A good example of that is the trams. Mm-hmm. The trams, a lot of people don't realize, trams is classified as attractions. Mm-hmm. Right. And so those cast members on the trams have been absorbed into the park because they were already attractions cast members.
Right.
So they're filling in the blanks with, you know, cast members that were willing to come back, but maybe didn't have a place to go. Mm-hmm. So tram employees didn't have anywhere to go. Right. So when they
and
say,
I mean,
hey,
if they're being like, hey, do you want to come back to trams and you're working on an attraction right now? Are you going to say yes?
Right.
No,
right.
You're going to be I'm going to stay right here.
A lot of people fight to get into the parks, you know, as far as employment goes. And so, you know, when you consider they don't have a workforce to drive the trams, you know, work the loading docks and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a big problem that they need to solve at some point, you know? But another thing was they have the, you know, there was maintenance on the trams that needed to take place because rats were biting through the
wiring for a year and
they
a
sat
half.
Forever, their old vehicles. Yeah. And so,
oh my gosh,
you know, people
I
just
think about that.
I feel like there's just a lot of noise of there's no trams. This place sucks now, or, you know, it's congested or
the walk
there
is
it's,
not bad.
You
know, no, all this, walk.
It's 13 minutes, 14 minutes. Not a big deal. But you know, also, it's not just because they don't want to. It's not like Disneyland's going, I don't want to start the trams. You know,
right.
They obviously want their guests to have a good experience. They physically can't right now. Somebody made a comment on one of my TikToks of like, oh, they can afford this and that and this and that, but they can't afford, you know, new trams. Well, that's not the, the biggest problem. The biggest problem is people. And you're going to find that across this country. Mm-hmm. So people just be patient. Understanding. And do your research, please, because, you know, again, with this availability opening up, the dates are in there. So to say, oh, I can't get a reservation, that's not true. You can. So
just
please
check
your app.
The executive producers are very excited because we're going to be on Disneyland property on January 23rd.
Yes. We have a family day.
Yes,
family
day. A big family day.
Two of our Patreon subscribers are going to be in the state.
Kevin and Allie.
The parks with us.
And so we're hoping that Magic Key is open by then because
it'd be nice.
And we're going to have lots of goodies. So make sure you mark January 23rd. And if you're able to be at the parks or near the parks, let us know so we can hand you out some fun stuff.
Street team. All right. Also, so that was Magic Key updates. They announced this not too long ago. Disneyland Resort offers Southern California residents a special 3-day weekday ticket price for a limited time, and the visits can actually start January 3rd. So Southern California residents may visit for as little as $67 per day with the purchase of a 3-day, one park per day weekday ticket, and also enjoy special offers at the hotels of the Disneyland Resort. Those are on sale now. And so if you were to use these tickets, there's a time frame you can use them for, and you can use them for the things that will be going on during that time frame is Lunar New Year and Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival, which I'm super excited about.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And last on my list for Disneyland, if you've been to Avengers Campus recently since, what day was that? December
17th?
16th. Must have been, right?
16th. Okay. Friday.
If you've been to Avengers Campus, you may have seen two new friends making doing a meet and greets together. Who is it?
Spider-Man and Doctor Strange.
Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. They're actually doing meet and greets together because of the new movie that just came out. That's not a spoiler. It was in the preview.
I was like, it's in the trailer.
I don't feel bad about that. I will not give spoilers to movies. That is not what I do. However, coming up soon,
Patreon subscribers.
We're going to have a little special offering for our Patreon subscribers because Tabitha and I, anytime there's any kind of like membership, we feel compelled to get one. And so we just got a membership for the AMC Stubs program.
Yeah, the A-List program.
A-List. You get three movies per week. So we already have seen Spider-Man No Way Home twice.
Mm-hmm. And Encanto.
And Encanto, which we'll talk about that. And so we're going to go and see movies more frequently in the theaters because we haven't really been doing that. But we'll also watch, you know, movies that come out on Disney Plus and television shows. So for our Patreon subscribers, we're going to do kind of a separate segment called something, something movies.
Name TBD.
Yeah, we'll name it. But we're actually going to do movie and TV show reviews on that separate feed.
Specifically
for Patreon subscribers. So if you have any interest in helping out with the show, if you think that our time is worth more than $2 a month, you can become a subscriber, $2 a month. It's going to get you some access early to our shows, never any ads, and now this new review show. So what should we call that? Well, maybe we'll put out a poll.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had two Trulies. I can't come up with anything.
You can't say that. We're a clean show.
They don't know what Trulies are.
Truly they do.
I don't know if kids listen to our show. Should we go dark? Say potty mouth words? Oh my gosh.
Like
that's
like,
what we were going to call it actually.
Wait, like poop?
Oh man. Kids, Tabitha. don't listen to Tabitha.
Potty words.
I don't know if there are any kids.
Urinal.
Anyway.
So
stop it. That's enough. That's just, you're gross. Why did you say that word?
I'm sorry. I was on a roll.
All right. Enough of that. Anything else with news?
I wish I did have a button that I could just...
As I'm talking, nice, right?
Like, not even saying anything bad, just start just beeping right through.
There's no real way to use this sensor button. It's just there
because there's a delay.
Yeah, because it's like I pushed that a second ago.
No more news. We are attempting to do a short show, but you guys know how that goes.
Yeah, Santa's
we're already especially at 45 minutes.
When all of us are together, we
ramble.
We get to rambling, and
Kenzie
needs
to get to bed soon because.
Santa's. Oh, what's Santa update?
All right, let's see.
Update.
My mom literally just texted me the NORAD link.
He's getting close. So he was last seen in Estes Park, Colorado, and he's now heading for Moab, Utah. Oh, wait, nope. Just visited Moab. He's now heading for Jackson, Wyoming.
He was in 1:53. Stop. He was where?
Moab?
Colorado?
Utah.
No, you said Estes Park, and it's Estes Park.
Estes Park, Colorado.
Sorry, I'm from California.
Oh my gosh, but if we ever do go to Colorado as a group, we should go to Estes because I would love Estes. It's the most beautiful, cutest little town. We've gone both times we went to Colorado to visit Sean's family.
I just want to make sure she's saying Colorado.
Colorado.
Don't take the rat out of Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us on this tangent. Bum, bum.
That's a new one.
I need to have Daniel make that into a song.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, that was news. Up next, it is...
Merchandise.
Merch.
Let's talk about merch. Let's talk about a bunch of cool stuff. Let's talk about
I feel like I need to intro merch in a different way just because of our song that was put together by our dear friend Cameron James Parker on Instagram.
Does it just need to be like more sensual?
I feel like I want to bring it in like I'm like a skating rink DJ.
All right.
All right, we're going to slow it down for merch.
There we go. Let's
talk about merch.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
Let's talk. I hate it.
And Kenzie's face as she was singing along was perfect.
Like, guys, grab your girls. Girls, grab your guys. Girls, grab your girls. Guys, grab your guys.
They's, grab your theys.
Dim the lights.
We're going to slow it down. It's time for a couple skate.
Oh, let's yeah. talk about
merch. Right? All right.
I really hope Cameron listens to this episode.
We're going to slow it down for a couple skate. You didn't, have I ever told you guys, like, my first, the first job that I can imagine myself doing and wanting to do, and like my, what do you want to do when you're older or when you grow up, was a roller skating rink DJ.
Was it?
Oh,
really?
I'm dead serious. Yeah. Cause
I
went to the roller rink three times a week.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I was there a lot. I'm really good at skating, by the way. Everybody should know this.
I'm not really good. Okay, if you picture a giraffe on roller skates, that's me.
Time out. Can you ice skate?
I'm not great at ice skating. I can.
Do you like in-wheel or traditional?
Quad skates all the way. All right.
When I
you know why?
Skating.
Because inline skates or rollerblades are the worst.
No. Go ahead.
The last Kenzie. Time we went roller skating, Kenzie got hurt real bad.
Oh,
yeah. Tell him how bad you got hurt.
I had black knees.
We should find. There's got to be a picture somewhere.
They
knees.
Were black, I have purple, pictures. Blue, and the whole time she was falling. Like she finally got to a point where she was like, "I don't want to do this anymore." And Sean and I both went, "You're fine." And then we got home and she put her jammies on and she was not fine.
Yeah, her knees were literally black.
She was not fine.
Hey,
and we had so much guilt for being like, stop whining, you're fine.
We didn't tell her to stop whining.
Do you want to bet?
We didn't say stop whining.
Do you want
to
bet?
We wouldn't. You and I would never say stop whining to our child. Stop whining?
Hey, look, there's merch.
Let's clear this
guys,
up.
Guys, look, there's merch.
I don't say in a real way. Like, I've
never
whined.
Not in a real way, but like in a, hey, knock it off.
Oh, quit whining.
Hey, yes.
Maybe
like
that.
Yes. That's what I meant.
You're over here just making us look like the worst parents in the world to our audience of 10 million across the globe.
Kenzie, do you want to go ice skating with me?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
But I might fall and break my face.
Stop whining.
It's okay because I look like a newborn baby giraffe on skates, so we can just be awkward.
It doesn't
together.
Matter what kind of skates. They can have wheels. They can have blades. Yep. She's just going to
awkward.
We have completely derailed.
We have. Okay.
So
anyway.
Let's get this show back on the tracks. I need a train sound.
Choo choo.
Is this a train horn?
Nope.
Close.
Oh, nope. Okay, so for this week, I just have two pieces of merch because, like we said, we were trying to just kind of move this along pretty quickly, but.
Right.
One of those was because I know this was super.
Oh my gosh,
up.
I never pressed record. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh, that's happened before.
It was like 10 minutes. It was fine.
So.
That's 10 minutes we can't get back, Sean.
I know.
So. This was super hyped up, the Mickey Waffle Loungefly bag.
Yes.
People loved it. So cute. Now they have syrup-scented Loungefly Mickey Waffle ear headbands.
I hate that idea so much.
Smell my head.
Listen, it's cute. Yeah. It's adorable.
Kenzie's obsessed. She
Literally,
loves them.
I'm just doing hearts at
They
it.
Just got it on the bow. It's a little waffle, like... design bow, and in the middle of it, it's like a little tab of butter.
It smells
cute.
Like syrup.
They smell like syrup, apparently.
Smell my head.
I hate that idea.
I don't like that.
I hate it
and
so much.
And then the ears are like the pleather-ish material, and they have little Mickey waffles all over them.
Oh, that's cute.
Give me bacon-scented ears.
Well, I also don't like, I'm not one of those that's like, oh, I love the smell of maple. I love syrup.
I love maple.
I love fine.
Maple.
Mm-hmm.
I love maple.
Know what bacon. I love? Maple popcorn from Canada.
Yes.
No. We should save this for the food. I'm going to talk. Listen, there's something I got at, did we already talk about it?
What?
That stuff?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to talk about
it. Oh, that stuff's good. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that in food.
Okay. Right. But moving on. The ears are super cute. I wonder if it'll actually smell like syrup because They had the popcorn lounge fly backpack that was supposed to be popcorn scented.
Right.
And it didn't smell like popcorn to me.
I wonder if it'll be like the Lotso Bear that actually smells like strawberries.
So, okay. It's and that's, funny. That's why I was like thinking about that, because the Lotso Bear does smell like strawberries.
And it holds its smell for a long
forever.
Time.
Forever.
Yeah.
That Loungefly popcorn backpack did not smell like pop. Like,
but it was
just
really
like
funny. It was really funny to watch every person just go up to that bag and put their nose up to it and try to smell it.
We
it
need Chewy to come in here and smell right? this.
It didn't smell like popcorn to me.
Usually, popcorn, things
that smell like popcorn.
Yeah, things that are supposed to smell like popcorn smell like farts.
Yeah. You're not potty wrong.
Word. Well, listen.
Oh,
popcorn.
Word.
Popcorn after dark. Smells like farts.
It does. Yeah, but like. It smells extra like farts.
Extra farty?
Yeah. Like the dogs? Like Captain Farts.
Like our dogs.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Continuing on.
A Chewy and a Captain and Chewy scented bag.
Ew.
Gross. Okay.
I love my dogs, but no.
But ew. The 2022 merch. So the New Year's Eve merch for Disneyland and Walt Disney World has been released.
It's probably ugly.
The shirts and stuff, obviously.
Let me see. Oh, it's so ugly.
Yeah. Those are meh. But they have a 2022 glow lanyard that has, it almost looks like a Mickey ornament.
Okay.
But it has the light up 2022 little ears on it. That's pretty cute. You just wear that around your neck.
Oh, that is cute.
And it lights up.
It just,
it's all the 2022 and anniversary merch is always super cheesy.
It's corny.
I'm really sorry, but the color block.
Well, line, this year was not, it was awful. This year was awful.
I hated that.
Yeah. But you know what though? Tourists eat it up.
They do. They love it.
So if it's doing something, they're doing something right.
Okay. So there is a gray 2022 shirt that has a Solo Minnie Mouse on the front with the castle. Again, it's cheesy. Just
if I corny. Only went once a year and wanted a
something
collection
with a year.
Of something, then that would be perfect.
Yeah.
And then eventually you can make a t-shirt quilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be cute.
They have a 2022.
If you're 90 years old.
Right? I am 90 years old.
They have a 2024 ornament. Which has Mickey on top of the ornament and Chip and Dale on the 2022.
I love Chip and Dale.
And then on the back side of the ornament, they have the rest of the Fab Five. They have a new 2022 mystery pin collection that has 2022 at the bottom and then the castle in the background. And then there is 8 different pins you can get with different characters. So they have Peter Pan, Dumbo, Mr. Toad, Woody and Buzz, Mike and Sully. Is this one?
I love Dumbo.
I love Mike and Sully.
I think that's Jose from Tiki Room, Elsa and Ariel. I don't have my glasses on tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's Jose. It's showtime.
Jose.
It's showtime.
Okay, so yeah, the mystery pin collection is super cute. And then they also have a 2022 spinning pin that has the Fab Five that spins around the 2022. They have a Sleeping Beauty castle pin that has Mickey in front of Sleeping Beauty's castle at Disneyland with 2022 across it. A lanyard with a pouch, which I don't really see the point in that. And then they have the 2022. Well, because it's not like we have passes anymore. It's all digital.
But people get tickets.
That's true. 2022 glow ears.
Are they doing tickets still?
Yeah. You mm-hmm. Yeah, they
but no, I know they do tickets in certain situations. Are they doing tickets for every person
when you,
that walks
yeah,
store?
When you scan your digital, they print a paper ticket.
Okay.
And then the 2022 light up ears, which are kind of cute. I would probably wear
those
them
are
on
cute.
New Year's Eve.
I'll give those.
I'd probably
but,
wear them on New
Year's. Gripe. I don't like the plastic ones.
The plastic, it hurts your head.
They do hurt.
They're just like, well, I don't know for fact, because I've never worn them, but they have like bear claws in them.
Gotcha.
Not the pastry, obviously.
No, they do, and it hurts.
That's where my brain went immediately.
Your head
little spikes.
Starts
yes,
your head starts
spikes
to ache. But yeah, that was it for me. I know you have a couple notes for me.
Yeah, so we actually had a chance to go into, now this doesn't matter really this much, for, or that much for this year, but for next year, mm-hmm. or for anybody that doesn't go, you know, multiple times a year, the new holiday store on Main Street, Harbor Point, what is it called?
Plaza Point.
Plaza Point. Harbor Point was the cast member entrance at on Harbor.
Oh.
I will never forget that. But yeah, Plaza Point? Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Plaza Point is the new holiday store on Main Street. It was the store that was in Fantasyland. Good news about that place. They are now pumping the scent in. It's not strong enough. They have some work to do, but it's there. So you can smell some Christmas year-round in that store. And then we actually had a chance to do a custom ornament.
We did. We did our family ornament.
It's so pretty.
I love it. So you basically pick out an ornament and you give it to
They will literally customize any ornament
you want. They'll customize any ornament that you want.
They'll even open up the multi-ornament boxes and customize each ornament into the box.
And they're all so kind and so attentive.
I can't wait.
It's really cool. Just you should do one when you go. And they also have some little characters that you can do. You get to choose your color. So we should actually put up a picture of our
ornament. Just saying that.
We'll put it up.
We'll take a picture.
By the time you're hearing this, you'll hear it.
It'll be on the IG.
On the IG. So
just a quick shout out to our friends in Alberta. Santa is flying over you right now.
What up, Alberta? What's up, Alberta?
I feel like I don't do enough rap horns anymore. Should I bring more back? Send us a message on Instagram or an email if you think that I need to implement more rap horns like I used to.
Write us more.
I had a fan mail. We'll do it next episode.
Oh, I thought you were going to do long-time listener, first-time writer.
We do have that one.
I thought that's where Drew were going. You need to read this.
Let's read that one. That was a good one.
Read it.
Okay. So, wait. That's not my email. Where am I? So fan mail is something you can do. All you have to do is write us at friends@magiconmainstreet.com. We'll sift through all of the collaboration emails we get.
All the ads.
Okay. So I got this mail the other day from one of our Patreon subscribers, a big fan of the show, it seems. And the subject line was binge-worthy show. And so I'm thinking, maybe we'll get some compliments about how our show is just great and binge-worthy. And the email read, "Hello, Patrick here, longtime listener, first time emailer. Let Tabitha know when she is done watching the OC, I will binge watch One Tree Hill with her. Best regards, Patrick Weaver."
Which, by the way, I finished the OC.
One Tree Hill it is.
So
funny.
We go. We're going.
Yeah, but if you want to send us a fan mail or a friend mail, we can read it on the air. If you want to tell us a story, if you want to share anything with our audience, please do. friends@magiconmainstreet.com or shoot us a message on Instagram @magiconmainpod. All right,
and it does not have to be a One Tree Hill.
No, please make it not about One Tree Hill. All right, that's merch. Up next, it's Hidden Mickeys with the Kid.
My favorite
Maybe
part.
If I can find the theme song.
It's time for Hidden Mickey of the Week. Looking everywhere, Kenzie's here to share the Hidden Mickey of the Week.
Hello.
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 I was not paying attention.
Hello.
It's your segment.
This is you have a theme song. How are you not paying attention?
I zoned out on the microwave.
There's nothing going on with the microwave.
Maybe that's why she was zoning out.
Why do we have a microwave in the studio?
Because sometimes we need popcorn.
It's a studio/ green room.
Right.
Let's just get
it's
that straight.
For the break burritos. When we take breaks, we eat a burrito from the microwave.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, welcome to another segment. Not a segment. Another installation of Hidden Mickeys with the Kid. It's the kid, Kenzie Lee.
Yeah.
Hello.
No, you have to say hello.
I know. Hi. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for witnessing Kenzie's identity crisis as it's unfolding in front of us all. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
All right. So since it is the Christmas episode, did you come up with a Christmas hidden Mickey for us?
I couldn't find it.
It was so sad.
Is it that hidden? You couldn't find it?
Yeah.
I thought you had one for Christmas, or else I would not have called you out like that.
Oh, no.
All right. So we are not doing a Christmas one.
I found one, but it was from 2006 and it wasn't a thing anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. So, well, since it isn't Christmas, what is your hidden Mickey this week?
This one is kind of special, kind of, but not really. Oh. But kind of.
Way to build it up.
It's on the Mark Twain.
What do you mean it's not special?
It is special. Yeah. But like it's on the Mark Twain.
Okay, where are you going to find it on the Mark Twain?
So the it's in between the smokestacks in the ironwork.
Oh, right. Oh, it is.
Cool. Yes. Yeah, so yeah. There's like the middle part, and then there's two circles on the end, not in the end, but like on the end of the middle part.
Okay. Painting a great picture here.
I know. Uh-huh. And it's a hidden Mickey. So there's two of them.
Okay.
And they're sideways.
They're sideways.
Yeah.
Okay. So in between the smokestacks, and if you don't know what a smokestack is, there's Google nothing it. I can do for you.
Be smarter.
They're smokestacks.
I'm just kidding.
They're the long, like, thing. Tube. Like the
tall cylinder-like.
The things that look like
stacks that have smoke coming out of them.
You know, smokestacks.
All right. So since it is Christmas and you didn't do a Christmas hidden Mickey, what are you most excited about for Christmas this year?
Santa. Yep.
who's currently over the Northwest Territories in Canada.
It's pronounced Canada.
Canadian. I'm most excited. Actually, I'm really, really, really excited for both of you to open your presents.
Aww.
Like, very, extremely.
Why don't I have an aw?
Because you have us. Let's just record ourselves.
Write that down. I need an aw on here.
Aww.
Wait, do it again. Wait, actually, let's use that. Do it together, though.
All right, ready?
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Aww.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yay.
All right. I'll make that into a sound because, that's definitely seems needed. Like we something we should have.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The cue.
All right. And any New Year's resolutions for you? Anything you want to do better in the new year? Anything that you want to declare now that you will never do, that you will not accomplish? Because that's how most people do it.
Math.
You want to do math in the new year? Okay.
You want to do better in math. Is that what you're saying? You want to do better in math?
Yeah, I want to do better in math.
Okay, that's a good resolution.
Didn't do too well on my math final.
Let's not make that a New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Because New Year's resolutions never get done.
Yeah. So that's not my New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is to take the Christmas tree down. Actually, never, ever. Don't do that.
What is wrong with you?
But Sean just said that New Year's resolutions never get done. So she said it was to take the Christmas tree down so it never gets done.
I'm convinced that New Year's resolutions were invented by 24-hour fitness.
We do have to leave the Christmas tree up until Allie gets here because she wants to do Christmas stuff with us.
Oh, okay. Patrick is miserable about this news.
I want to put the trash can back in its place.
I know.
No,
I'm still not used to it. And I hate that I walk by it and it attacks me.
By the way, I did take some pictures of the Christmas tree that will be on the Instagram.
Yes. On the Instagram.
On the gram. Picture of our ornament.
Oh, yeah. It's not not a traditional Christmas tree.
It is a nightmare before Christmas tree.
It's a nightmare before Christmas
tree. It's a fancy Christmas tree. That's what pretty it cool. is.
Complete with zero.
What? Oh.
Zero what?
Zero.
Calories?
Zero the dog.
Dr. Pepper zero? That's what I drink.
Zero.
Coke zero?
Dr. Pepper zero. All the great taste, no calories, and no sugar, and no
also,
something else.
Also not our sponsor.
Not our sponsor. I wish they were. All right. So that went on way too long. Thank you so much, Kenzie, for being here.
Thank you, Kenzie.
You're
not
welcome.
As if you had a choice or anything.
You're welcome.
But on that note, that was Hidden Meeks of the Week. Up next, food.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Disney food. So this video is going to be me just...
Yeah. You know what's funny? When I hear him say food, it sounds like me. And it freaks me out every time I hear it.
I feel like you should do, like, if we do a video on it, you should do, like, eating different foods.
Eating different foods. Yeah, I mean, it is the food section.
Yeah, so you should be like,
honestly, if there's a video, it's going to be me and Tabitha.
Just scarfing. Yeah,
we got with the cream cheese
and me in the
pretzel.
Corner, like holding my stomach, because that's how I always look at the end of a good food session.
Chicken strips.
Chicken strips. Chimichangas.
Oh.
That is my guilty pleasure.
And shawarma. You hurt yourself with shawarma. You haven't had shawarma since the day you hurt yourself with shawarma.
I ruined shawarma for myself. I can't even
stomach it, can you?
Well, now...
Literally. Hold on. Thank you.
Now that I'm eating chicken again, I would like to partake in the fried chicken, please.
Wait, you're eating chicken again?
Wait.
Well, we already know I'm the world's worst vegetarian.
Was it just me and you that had the conversation the other day of you being a chickentarian?
Yeah, I'm a poyotarian, is what they call it.
A what?
A poyotarian.
You just made that up.
No, I'm serious. You can Google it.
No.
A poyotarian really is a thing. She didn't make that up. It says on here, a poyotarian is someone who eats poultry, but not red meat or pork products. But that is BS because you like carnitas and bacon. Don't tell me to shh.
Oh, you ain't a. You're just
non-red meat.
You're just an eater of food.
No, if Patrick makes steaks, you'll eat a bite.
Yeah. I do try it, and then I regret it because it hurts my stomach.
Karin is not one of those vegetarians that's a vegetarian because of the animals.
No, I'm vegetarian because my tummy is sensitive.
Bugs her tummy.
There's like some tension right here. I'm enjoying it, just so you know.
It's because I love food.
So
she does. We're calling her out.
I'm a fooditarian.
It's interesting to me that poyotarian is really a thing because pescatarian is the seafood version of that.
Yeah.
And that's pescado is Spanish.
It's all in Spanish.
Fish.
So vegetarian who eats.
That's interesting.
Pork.
Is
croc?
A puercotarian?
Carnitas-tarian?
Carnitas.
There is a lacto-ovo vegetarian, and they eat milk and cheese and eggs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
and
avocados.
That's technically what it was.
Yeah,
but I now, because I ate a whole chicken sandwich
the
other
day. Are you declaring this on the show that you are going to be a poyotarian?
I found a new name for you.
What?
You're a flexitarian.
Can I get a shirt that says that?
No.
I will make you one that says
flexitarian. She's a semi-vegetarian.
I'm a flexitarian.
No, I like the flexitarian
better.
A flexitarian was a term described to coin semi-vegetarians are those who eat a mostly vegetarian diet, but occasionally eat meat.
Flexitarian. It has been declared.
All right. Choo-choo.
All righty. So I had said that I had something to talk about that we had had that I don't think we've talked about in the past. If we have, I apologize. But I think I've talked about the churro toffee. Oh, I know I've talked about the churro toffee.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm thinking of. In the candy shop at Disneyland, they have...
prepackaged popcorn.
Where else have we seen it?
In DCA.
Okay, in DCA.
I've only seen it on my kitchen counter.
It's it's scattered throughout the Disneyland Resort. It's somewhere, but I know
and
for
Pooh's
sure.
Pooh's
Corner, Main Street Candy Shop, and I can't remember at DCA. Anyway, it is churro flavored popcorn.
Oh.
There's only one flavored popcorn that I really dig, and that's cheddar or cheese. Mm. You know, cheese flavored popcorn.
Yeah.
This is number two now because I don't like caramel corn very much.
Caramel corn. Give me a good Chicago blend popcorn.
What is Chicago blend?
Cheese and caramel.
What in the world?
That does not sound good.
Oh my gosh.
No,
I like cheese and caramel.
It's a Chicago blend
popcorn. I know that the blend exists. That can't be the name. Why is it Chicago? I don't care. It's fine. We don't need to know.
We can find out later.
No, find out. You've said it now. Okay. People probably want to know.
Garrett Popcorn Shops of Chicago, which was founded in 1949 by Claude and Gladys Garrett, are the most well known for this style of popcorn, which is caramel crisp and cheese popcorn bags.
Okay, so that's good. This is better than any of those. This churro flavored popcorn that you can find in Disneyland is heaven. It's delicious. It tastes like a churro and popcorn at the same time.
Is that what's right there?
That's what's on the counter. Have you not had it?
I haven't tried it.
Oh my gosh.
Go get it.
It okay, yeah. Let's do a live taste test.
Oh, wait, hang on. My fact was wrong.
I told you.
Dun dun.
Hang on, opening it right now.
Dun dun.
It's over there. It's over, yeah.
I will say that it's delightful.
So Garrett and Snyder was actually in a court battle with this original company, which was a Candyland in St. Paul.
Candyland.
They had put together their three top-selling product, or two top-selling products, which was cheddar and caramel, and called it the Chicago Mix.
Okay.
And then other companies started taking it, so they took them to court for it to trademark the fact that they had the original Chicago-style popcorn.
Wow. It's like buffalo wings in New York.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, no, go, you can leave it on.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right, go ahead and take some bites.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here it goes. I don't want to be all crunchy.
Oh, this microphone. Is your first time trying
first
it?
First time.
Okay,
first
welcome time. To Disney ASMR.
That's a good crunch.
Oh, boy.
Kenzie, what? You're first. What do you think?
ASMR.
We're getting there.
Sorry about that.
I'm getting notes of cinnamon.
Uh-huh. Yep. It's a nutty, certain nuttiness.
The popcorn is extremely delightful.
Even though the weather outside is frightful?
It's...
The weather outside is weather.
Okay, so I don't normally like sweet popcorn. Like, it's just not my...
Me favorite. Either. Me either.
But this just tastes like I'm eating a churro.
Yeah.
Like I just like took a melted. Bite into a churro. Like a...
Yeah.
Just it doesn't taste like popcorn. It just tastes like a churro.
Right.
It's really good.
Yeah. I love Thanks, it. Thanks, Alvy.
I think I just got...
Huh?
Ghost.
Ghosted? What?
Alvy's the one who told you to buy it. That's why I said, thanks, Alvy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh. Kenzie got ghost. I don't know what that means, but she just said, I think I just got ghost.
A ghost touched my back.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Maybe it was the ghost of Christmas spirit.
Oh my gosh, is it, what's Goofy's character's name?
Oh, please get there.
Marley. Jacob Marley.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
We got to meet him.
So that popcorn is amazing. I love it. I recommend it to everybody. It comes in like what you would imagine a kettle corn would come in.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I love kettle corn too.
All right. What you had something, babe.
Yes, I do. So I know we've talked.
I don't think I've ever called you babe on the show.
No.
Oh.
It struck me.
That's a first.
You got me when you
said. We're usually like, pretty professional.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. You
know? I know. Merry Christmas, everyone. That was your present.
You usually call me babe.
Exactly. So you thought I was talking to you.
Yeah, I was like, yes.
Yeah. What did you need? I don't have notes.
Okay. Anyway, so I know we've talked a lot about the 50th anniversary foods.
We have,
on the show. So there are a few 50th anniversary foods that will be discontinued effective January 9th at Disney World. This list isn't like the end all be all. They could make some edits to this that we are unaware of. So just be warned, there could be more things on this list, but this is what they have as of now. The Mickey Mouse Dome Cake from Gaston's Tavern, Pecos Bill Widowmaker Sandwich from Golden Oak Outpost, Black Forest Chocolate Cheesecake from Pinocchio Village House.
Sorry.
Snow White Cone from Storybook Treats. Not Too Late Tea from Cheshire Cafe, and Showtime with Jose Float from Aloha Isle. Like I said, that might not be all of them. There might be more. So just be on the lookout. If you're going soon and there's some 50th treats that you haven't tried yet, definitely try them just in case it is on the chopping block. But there's going to be new items announced that will replace those that are leaving. So in the next weeks or so, I'll go over any new items that they announce that they're adding to anybody's menus, because that's just who I am.
That's just who you are.
We go in January, I'm going to like not eat for like 3 days.
No, because then your stomach will shrink.
No, it'll shrink and you won't be able to
How
eat
many,
enough. We have to carb load.
You need to eat more.
No, we have to carb load like 2 days before.
How many times have we gone to Disneyland together and eaten?
Every time.
No, but like eaten.
Oh.
Like just to eat?
Like our eating, you know, like our eating journeys.
I think just touch a Disney.
Oh, man.
Because
we're going
to
go hard.
We've gone to Disneyland a couple of times, the four of us, but we haven't really like had just like food trips.
Yeah, not a food trip.
Like we ate at Lamplight all together before. Right.
Trader Sam's.
Yeah, we've gone to Trader Sam's. Like we've done things like that, but we haven't gone on like a food trip.
Like a food event. Yeah.
Thankfully, Allie is also a foodie.
Yep.
So the 23rd.
I can't wait to see her.
We're going to go hard. I can't wait either. I love her so much. I'm so excited.
And Allie, we love you.
Her and Kevin are both super excited.
And Kevin. I'm so glad we got to meet Kevin and spend some time
Kevin
with him during.
Kevin is fantastic.
I love you, Uncle Kevin.
The Weaver.
Aww. I'm going to cry.
The Weaver wedding.
Patrick's like, she's never called me Uncle Patrick before. What the heck?
No, because you're my Dunkle Patrick.
Oh, that's true. You're my
Dunkle
Patrick.
Dunkle. Dunkle.
All right. She had a quick save right there. I like it.
She did.
Good one. I'm glad you had that in your back pocket.
Oh, see, that would have been a good aw moment. All right. That was food. Up next, events and entertainment.
Entertainment and events.
We should do a show. It'd be fun.
Oh my gosh.
Events and entertainment. First, let's get some stuff. Let's talk about some stuff on Disney Plus. What is going on?
Karn was sniffing her microphone.
Microphone's Karn's a specific
been
smell,
sniffing
and
her
I'm
microphone.
Nostalgic.
Yeah, she's been sniffing the microphone literally the entire show.
I just noticed it.
It smells like my childhood.
Not to put you on blast, but you're weirding everybody out.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's a good smell.
It doesn't smell like anything.
It smells like a microphone.
It does. Oh, microphones have definitely a smell. Okay, so.
Encanto.
This show is a wreck. Well, yeah, that's the punchline.
Oh.
That doesn't turn off the microphone. That just makes noise when you put it back on. Oh my gosh.
Okay. It's okay.
You're
okay.
Fired. Coming to Disney Plus. Well, actually, it's on there now. If you go check out your app, Encanto is Yay. On. And Tabitha, can we please do a podcast?
I didn't do anything.
You are so distracting.
I didn't do it. I only did it look that way.
What is so funny?
Because you were like, that's the punchline.
Because I was going to say.
It was a delayed
something
laugh.
More than just Encanto on Disney Plus.
Encanto.
Encanto on Disney Plus.
Oh.
That's all you need to know.
It's because I'm 1% Colombian.
Oh, yeah, you are one. Well, that doesn't, let's not.
No, that'll be a whole nother tangent.
Yeah, let's don't do
and
that.
And Dam's probably already laughing.
I know, she's lost it already. Okay, so if you have not had a chance to see Encanto in the theaters, or if you just want to watch it again, it is on Disney Plus. Go Woo-hoo! Check it out. It's an amazing movie.
It's
I
so
loved
good.
It. And if you want to hear our review, it will be coming soon to Patreon subscribers.
TBD name.
The here. Name of that episode will be. Movie talkings.
That's the name.
Oh, did you not hear it? Weird. That's it's weird. Okay. One more time. It is called
show.
So, well, now it has to end in show.
I put it in a box.
Just box like you in. Did, or just what? Never mind.
Okay.
His joke flopped.
Yep.
Good. I was going to say just like they did with Galaxy's Edge.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Disney, sick burn.
Sick burn. Sick burn. Our conversation about Guardians, Galaxy's Edge is they have put
it's
themselves
a
into
capsule.
A time capsule and they don't really know where to go with this. Anyway, also with Encanto, if you had a chance to see it in theaters, you were able to see the short, the Pixar short, Far From. Wait, is it a Pixar short? Yeah, it's a Pixar short.
Sure.
It's called Far From the Tree. It's a story of a raccoon family, a parent and a child, and it is the cutest. It made me cry. And I'm going to say this. Every parent, anybody who has kids, should watch this short. There's no dialogue.
Agreed.
But the message behind this short is so inspiring.
And it's based on a book.
Inspiring.
Very.
Who wrote the book?
It was Andrew Solomon, published in November 2012. Far From the Tree, Parents, Children, and the Search for Identity.
It's a good one. It's a great story. So go check. Yeah, go check that out on Disney Plus. Also coming soon within the next week of you hearing this, if you're listening early on 12/29, the Book of Boba Fett will be released.
Yes.
And I'm completely just over the moon that this is happening. So there's been a little bit of like upset in the Star Wars community. I've seen some comments about the trailer that came out, the most recent trailer. People were kind of up in arms, like, "Oh, you're showing us the whole story," because trailers kind of tend to tell a story, and you don't get to see much else in the when you're watching the movie or the show. Mm-hmm. But they actually came out and said that the trailer only shows a very small amount of the beginning of the of episode one, so nothing in that trailer is spoiling anything else for the rest of the season.
Dang. Wow. I know.
And your nephew is patiently waiting.
He's not, because literally
definitely not patient.
Every other week, all of a sudden he's just in the living room and I hear, "Sean, doesn't Book of Boba Fett come out in December?" And he's like, yep, hasn't changed. "Sean, doesn't Book of Boba Fett come out in December?" Huh?
So when that show actually launches, every week he's going to be like, "We need to watch Book of Boba Fett."
Right.
Because when The Mandalorian was on, "We need to watch Mandalorian."
Yeah. And then when you guys were watching What If
was out, "We need to watch What If." Bad Batch, "We need to watch Bad." Mm-hmm. I know, Jameson. I know that we will get there.
He just loves watching
things. I love it. He's my television and movie show or movie reminder.
He should be on The Beep Show.
The Beep Show.
When we were those Star Wars anime. What were those called?
Star Wars Visions.
So we were going to turn one on. Karn was going to turn one on with him, and he literally stopped her and said, "No, I'm watching this with Sean."
Yeah, he's my.
Karn was like,
"He's my watch buddy.
Apparently, I'm chopped liver, bring you into this world, but not good enough to watch a show with you. Thanks, kid."
That's right. I'm his show buddy.
I love it.
All right, so that's all of our. That's what I wanted to talk about with Disney Plus. But another movie that we're going to be talking about on whatever we call this show.
You mean the show?
Show,
yes, show, yes. We're going to be reviewing Spider-Man: No Way Home. We saw it twice over the past week, and it is something else.
Amazing.
I actually just went back and cut something out because Tabitha was potentially spoiling the movie. And I need to.
I don't remember what I said.
Good. I'll cover your mouth if you do it again.
It's a spoiler-free Christmas.
Spoilers will be in the episodes that we do on the show. So, if you do subscribe to our Patreon and want to listen to those, you will get spoilers.
Oh my gosh. That was our oven telling us the name of the show.
In the green room.
Because we have a fully stocked green room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, again, if you want to do that on Patreon, if you want to subscribe, go to patreon.com/magiconjeanstreet.
Right. Just for $2.
$2. Or 33. You know?
Be a cop for 33, just, man. Be like... me.
That's right.
Whoa.
All right.
Wow.
That was Events and Entertainment. Up next, it's Quote of the Week.
It's time for Quote of the Week. Putting words together that last forever. It's Quote of the Week.
I'm mimicking the video.
You should like write down. It's kind of fun to do the impossible. Like when for that video.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Kenzie's just a creative director.
I know.
Over here.
Oh, I was saying I want to make these. I've been talking about this entire show now. I guess
we're doing the videos.
I want to do a video for each song, but I want to get Daniel and Cameron together because Cameron makes really fun videos, and I want to do it like in that 80s style.
I want Kaylin in them too.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Just like looking like an ethereal being in the back, like it's like Stevie Nicks, just like. in a flowing dress. Oh,
wouldn't it be funny if it was like us recording, like it's just us like talking to each other with the microphones, and then Kaylin's like hovering above us. Oh, goodness. All right. All right. So that's happening. Anyway. Wait, we never really did like a main event.
There isn't one this week. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy the new year. Love everyone. That's the main topic.
Be kind.
Right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
Merry
holidays. Christmas.
Happy holidays.
And happy special, holidays.
Special shout out to Santa, who's heading for Cabo San Lucas.
That's right.
Did he already come?
Thank you for calling me out on that, because I wanted to say happy holidays.
Yes.
I think if you're celebrating Christmas,
awesome.
Merry Christmas. If you celebrated Hanukkah recently, happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you're celebrating this season, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
All right. Let's get to this quote of the week.
Bing Crosby?
I'm not quoting Bing Crosby. Oh.
No. She said happy holidays.
Tabitha was quoting.
Isn't that Michael Bublé?
No. No. Sing that song.
He absolutely does a version.
Oh my.
So does Tabitha.
Therefore, it's Tabitha's song.
Yeah, I know the song. Who is it?
Andy Williams.
You sure that's not Michael Bublé?
No, it's Andy Williams.
I'm pretty sure it's Michael Bublé.
It's Andy Williams.
It's 100% Michael Bublé. All right. Quote of the week.
Oh, wait. Okay.
This one's a little bit different. Normally we do a quote from Walt Disney, but there are only so many in the world. We only had so many years with him. So this episode, we're doing a little quote from Mickey Mouse. He said this in Once Upon a Christmas. Christmas isn't about candy canes or lights all aglow. It's the hearts that we touch and the care that we show.
Aww. I love that.
Oh, boy. I wish I could do a whole thing. Maybe I can. It's not that great. Yeah, I love the sentiment there. I think people need to remember kindness.
Agreed.
It's definitely lacking these days, and so please remember kindness. Kindness to your family, kindness to your friends, kindness to the retail workers at the stores you shop at,
and kindness not just yourself. During Christmas.
Well, I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, sorry.
Kindness to, this is my Jerry Springer moment.
Okay. Sorry.
Kindness to anybody that you really encounter, but most of all, like Karin said, be kind to you. You know, yeah. I think that we're missing that in this world. So, that is the quote of the week.
And don't be kind just during Christmas.
Right.
All year round.
That's right.
Can I do it?
I want to be mean next year. People were mean to me this year. I'm going to be mean next year.
Be better. Be the change you want to see in the world.
That's right.
Fine. That was my graduation quote from eighth grade.
Oh.
Oh.
The more you know.
Wait.
I just wanted to close out with a knock knock joke.
Oh, yes, okay. Please. You get two chances.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names.
Good job.
Actually, that was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
Don't we have a laugh track?
You get one more. You should laugh.
All right, you get a second chance.
Okay.
Well, no, not a second chance. That was a good one.
Okay,
a second joke.
One more joke. Yes. Ready? Okay. This one's for Kenzie.
Okay.
Why is Santa Claus afraid of chimneys?
Oh no.
Wait, because he's claustrophobic.
That was mean.
He is claustrophobic.
You get the wah-wah for two reasons. One, it was a terrible joke. And two,
Kenzie guessed the punchline.
The punchline was guessed. So yeah. Sorry, Patrick, you get no points, sir.
You got 50 out of 100 today.
Oh, man.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of the show. Here is our outro song. Before we go, want to do one last check-in with Santa Claus. Karen, where is he at?
He was last seen in Ensenada, Mexico, and he's heading for San Diego, California.
Oh, my gosh.
Which means he's got to go.
He's got to go. He's Mai Tai and heading to San Diego.
That's right.
Wait, what's beautiful San Diego, California.
Wait, oh, my gosh. Do you hear bells?
Are you insinuating that Santa Claus went to Mexico for a Mai Tai?
I think it's a margarita.
I was going to say, if he's going to go anywhere, he's either going to get a margarita or a paloma.
Okay. All right. 17 seconds. He's in San Diego. We got to go.
All right. We got to go. 6 billion presents.
Wait, what's the song? Here comes Santa Claus.
Right down Santa Claus Lane.
All right. We want to thank everybody for joining us on this adventure. This was a wild ride.
It was not a short show. Sorry. Yeah,
this was... Chaos in a show. Thank you so much. If you have any comments, questions, or any stories that you want to share with our audience, please email us at friends@magiconmainstreet.com. Also, please follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Magic on Main Pod. Make sure you check out our Patreon. We would really, really, really love your support. For as little as $2 a month, you get early access. You'll never have to listen to ads. Plus, you'll get this new
bonus show called... Show.
You can check us out at patreon.com/magiconmainstreet. Also, please make sure you subscribe, leave a review, and help us spread the word by sharing our podcast with the Disney lovers in your lives. On behalf of Tabitha, Kenzie, Daniel, Scar. We didn't introduce Scar.
He's upstairs sleeping.
Scar, Karn, Patrick, and myself. Thanks for listening to the Magic on Main Street podcast. We'll see you soon.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Kenzie, go to your room. He's here.
Magic on Main Street, just like a churro, you're so sweet. Our time with you is such a treat. Spread the Disney love, thanks for hanging out with us on Main Street.